Happy Tuesday evening, everyone. We want to honor your time. Thank you for coming out at 6 on Monday evening, and really do appreciate it. I know we are aware that this is Thanksgiving week, as we looked at the calendar about when we could have this night of intercession, and it's basically nonstop busy from now through the first of the year. So I know a lot of people may be occupied with holiday activities even tonight. But you are here, and the Lord has brought us together tonight to do kingdom business. And so, Father, we just decree and declare as we begin this time together, we pray like you taught us to pray, and we say, kingdom of God come. Will of God be done in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to stand, and we're going to begin with a song that most of us know. And as I prayed about our direction tonight, in this first part of our time together, aren't we grateful that we've seen God give some breakthrough answers to prayer in this last month in our nation? I believe that we're being positioned to continue to see breakthrough. I'll be sharing a few words that we recently received from Chuck Pierce. Many of you may be aware of Chuck. He's very apostolic, very prophetic, very recognized, respected voice, not only in the nation, but in the nations. And I'll be sharing a few of those words with you tonight as we step in. But as we start tonight, we just want to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and praise him, and we'll motor on from there. Amen? Let's give Jesus a big shout. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's worship. Feel free to come up to the front, press in. We're family here tonight. It's informal.
Hey, would you like us to read the scripture before we sing the song?
Yes, let's do that.
For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
Splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the world rejoice, let all the world rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. Trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. And how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. Father, speak.
Under an open heaven, Father, that there's a season and there's a time right now, Lord, that you are moving about amongst your people, and you're calling forth the dry bones, and you're saying, live. You're putting the sign you on them. You're putting the flesh on them, God, and you're beginning to breathe in the nostrils of the dry bones right now, Father God. And we just want to say, Lord, yes, Lord. 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 Yes, 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 to everything you want to do in this land, Lord, in this region, throughout these United States, God, across this country, Lord, you're moving. You've opened back the heavens. You've given us a reprieve, Lord, and it's time to press in like we haven't pressed in a long time. It's time to intercede. It's time to move. It's time to be listening for the sound of heaven to come forth on the face of the earth. It's time to open our mouths, and out of our mouths is going to come life. We're going to speak life and love and joy and peace over this land and over these people that are dying and hungering and thirsting for a righteous God to rule and reign. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
When we call, you answer. When we call on you, you answer us. When we call, you answer. When we call on you, you answer us. When we call, you answer. When we call on you, you answer us. When we call, you answer. When we call on you, you answer us. You are faithful. We thank you. You are faithful. We thank you. You are faithful. We thank you. You are faithful.
Prophet Choke Pierce, he said at an All in Alabama meeting where we gathered from around the state, we have crossed over into a supernatural zone. The real war is over the glory, is over the glory presence war. Will you protect the harvest field, and who will get the glory in your region? Now look at this. Every time you shout hallelujah, it opens up the portal and the wind of heaven begins to blow down through that portal. So I think it'd be a good time to shout some hallelujahs in this house tonight.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Oh, hallelujah!
The Lord told him this, Chuck did. Chuck said the Lord told him this. Trace my portals this year throughout this land. Follow my portals throughout this land, for it is from my portals that I will restore the land that you are walking in. And as he began to share about that, we need to align our minds on those places where God has moved powerfully in our nation. Pensacola, Florida, Cane Ridge, Kentucky, Smithton, Missouri, Los Angeles, California, the Azusa Street. There's numbers of those places, so I'd like two or three of you to come during this time and just honor what the Lord did in some of those places. Some of you that carry that, come on up and make a deposit in prayer. We will agree together and just honor what God has done across this nation. And if He's done it before, He'll do it again through testifying to what He's done before. We open those portals back up. Amen. We're going to redig the wells that have been dug before. The enemy's tried to fill them up and cave them in. But we're redigging tonight. So don't be bashful. Some of you come up, grab the mic, and get to praying. Thank you, Melody.
Father, I just stand as one who is connected with Red River Meeting House, Lord, where the birthplace was of Cane Ridge, Lord. I bring honor to what You've done there, Lord. Father, do it again. Do it again. Y'all, I've laid on the floor at Red River and just called my name over and over. I go and lay on the floor there. The presence of the Lord is still strong. So, Lord, come and do it again. We open our hearts, we open our lives, and we say, come, bring Your awakening. Come and move the people once again. Like those who fasted and prayed. They fasted and prayed for 2 years. And then one day God did it. So Lord, cause us to be people of persistence. Cause us to hear Your voice and not move till we see what You've said. And I say, come and let Your glory be established forever.
Father, I thank You for Cane Ridge, that there was a time that heaven opened up over Cane Ridge. And Lord Jesus, You did something that no man could do. You not only saved, but filled and energized the body. And I hear You saying tonight, tell them, arise and shine. For the Lord, the glory of the Lord has come upon you. It is our time to get up, wake up, sign up, and go for it in the name of Jesus. So we make our decree tonight, the same Spirit that hovered over the portal of Cane Ridge. Do it again, Lord. Do it again in Florence, Alabama. Do it again, Lord, at Grace House. Oh, God, blow Your breath again, that no man can figure it out. Only God can give the answer, in Jesus' name.
Lord, I just lift up the revival that You started in the early 1900s on Azusa Street with a humble black man and a praying white man, Frank Bartleman. And Lord, I pray that You will do that again. Just as we've heard the stories of how Your glory was so strong, they could see clouds in their midst. And all manner of healings took place. And there were the poor people and the rich people on the floor together, out under Your power. And You filled them all with Your Spirit. And they were in awe of You. And all manner of healings took place. And people came from around the world to get in on the outpouring of Your Spirit. So God, we ask You to do this again. Do it here in our city, in our region, in America. And Lord, bring honor and glory to Your name, that You will restore in such a way that the nations will tremble at Your goodness. And we'll see the lost come streaming to Your goodness. Lord, we thank You for the breakthrough that's already here. Thank You that You're hearing us. And it's as if I see the Father smiling on us. And He's saying yes to our cries. And Lord, we thank You that You're coming in great glory like we've never seen You before. You are getting back Your bride from the enemy. You're opening the prison houses of religion. And we thank You for it. Thank You for the great hunger that's being released all over this planet, God, to know You. You now that are acting for Your name.
Brownsville, Lord. So many ministries you lit up from Brownsville. Lord, they had prayed for, I think it was 9 years before they ever saw revival, Lord. But in Jesus' name, I honor Brownsville. And just like there's been a word over Southern Tennessee and other churches here of the flame that has been held up, the torch and the sparks going out, just like you did in Brownsville, Lord, where you had people refreshed and equipped, and they went out and did what you told them to do in their regions, Lord. And so we claim that for this region, Lord, that as we hold up, as we get equipped, and we hold up the torch, Lord, that fire goes out, those sparks go out, those candles light other candles, Lord, and other ministries will be birthed, Lord. We honor what you did in Brownsville, Lord, and we thank you for the amazing worship music that came out of there. And in Jesus' name, it has been prophesied that the north side of the river is saved for worship music that will come out of this place, Lord. And we claim it so here, just like worship music came out of Brownsville, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Father, I thank you too that on the west side of this county a generation ago, there was a lady by the name of Lottie Moon that was spending time with her sister and brother-in-law, and you visited her in that house, and you called her the nations, and she lit China up for your glory. And we thank you, Lord, for what you did here in Lauderdale County in Lottie Moon's life. Lord, I thank you that in 1906, 1907, 1908, here in Florence, Alabama, because of what you were doing, Azusa, that there was a Methodist preacher named A.G. Gaston from North Carolina that got the Holy Spirit, and a fire broke out in Dunn, North Carolina, and he went down to Dalton, Georgia, and there was a Baptist preacher by the name of John Bunyan Goins. He got filled with the Holy Spirit and was led to Florence, Alabama, and brought Pentecost to Florence, Alabama. Then A.G. Tomlinson, Lord, the founder of the Church of God, came to Florence, Alabama, and joined with John Bunyan Goins. And the glory fell on the streets here in Florence, Alabama. We thank you, Lord, for the portal that was opened up a generation ago. And Lord, I agree with what happened in Brownsville. I thank you for that night when Pastor Kilpatrick came to Faith Tabernacle, and there was a Baptist pastor from Halewell, Alabama, that was touched by the power of God to get the pastor of this church now. Lord, you did it then. You'll do it now. We pray that your glory would be poured out, that fresh waves, powerful waves of glory will begin to spill out into Lauderdale County, Colburn County, Franklin County, Lawrence County, up in Lower Tennessee, over in Mississippi. May this Tennessee Valley be a valley full of glory, a valley where the dry bones live, a valley of miracles, a valley of signs and wonders. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for open heavens and portals in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We are a portal, a glory portal. We prophesy we are a portal, a glory portal. We prophesy we are a portal, a glory portal. Prophesy we are a portal, a glory portal. There's healing. There's healing.
Chuck also said, as we enter this year 5785, that's the Hebrew calendar. Another meaning for five in the Hebrew is high place. Therefore, you have to put the two together, he said, which means to have grace for the high place. Five also means grace. God is giving us grace this year to take the high place. That's what we're hearing about from our brother from Wetumpka. Wetumpka was a high place. There was a Hispanic pastor that shared about great deliverances that were happening in Wetumpka. Chuck, he also shared this, and this was a very powerful word. What comes out of Alabama this year will save this nation. He prophesied that something was going to take place in the state of Alabama this year that would save the, shift the nation, save the nation, right the nation. We've been praying for revival. We've been praying for awakening. So this is a heavy, heavy-duty word. I wanted to share this personally. Chuck said, and I got off the plane when he was coming to Oxford for this meeting, he said, and I got off the plane, the Lord spoke two cities in Alabama to me. One was Wetumpka. I mentioned it to Kent before you got up here and talked. Kent was the pastor there at Oxford. And the other was Florence. And he said, those two places have to demonstrate in Alabama what I am saying to the state. Now, I just go with God. Eddie, he looked at me in the audience. He says that Florence would become death, a smell of death to the unbelieving, but a fragrance from God to those who want to believe in the days ahead. Now, you may say, well, what could that possibly mean? I've been praying into this, and very interesting, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 and following. I'm going to read this in the New Century Version just because of the language used here. It really matches what he's saying. But thanks be to God who always leads us as captives in Christ's victory parade. God uses us to spread his knowledge everywhere like a sweet-smelling perfume. Our offering to God is this. We are the sweet smell of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are being lost. To those who are lost, we are the smell of death that brings death. But to those who are being saved, we are the smell of life that brings life. So who is able to do this work? We do not sell the word of God for profit as many other people do, but as Christ, we speak the truth before God as messengers of God. And, you know, there could be a lot of different nuances to what this word means about the smell of death. But I really believe it's the bride of Christ rising up in the fullness of who we've been called to be and releasing the fragrance of God. And that brings death when unbelievers come to repentance, the dead works. It lays down a line of demarcation between death and life. And I believe Jesus said this, he came to destroy the works of the devil. When God begins to move, everything the devil's put in place begins to die. And so we just decree and declare, Lord, that believers in this area will be the smell of death to the unbelieving, but a fragrance from God to those who want to believe in the days ahead. Lord, we thank you for harvest. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for deliverance. And Lord, we ask for revelation and strategy and wisdom concerning how we are to demonstrate what you are saying to the state of Alabama. Lord, make it clear to us. Make it plain to us in the name of Jesus. Now, as we've read these words, there may be some things stirring in your heart. Feel free to come up and to step into this and pray or share. Some of you may have some prophecy that you need to share. But let's just step into that right now. And then we'll shift into another section. Anyone? Deborah?
I was hearing this scripture before I came. That is a word for the body of Christ, for Alabama, for our nation. Revelation 3:18. I counsel you to buy for me gold, refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. And anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent.
Amen. Amen. Lord, open our eyes. Open our eyes that we may see. Anyone else? Let's decree this scripture together now. Isaiah 59:19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Amen? Let's step into that and roll with it.
Before you do that, Andrew, could you go back to that groove that you just left for just a moment? I'm sorry, I may have been tardy. Could you just go back into that groove?
Yeah.
I was feeling that we left Hallelujah too soon. And for just a moment, but can we own it together, knowing that the wind is coming through the window? So all of us, you know, sometimes you got to drill just a little bit deeper. The water's a little bit deeper, so there can be a gusher. And I think the Hallelujah tonight is a gusher for just a moment that will lead us into this next place. That.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. We don't want the weapons of the enemies to prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Kevin's come up with a word about Florence and its meaning, and I think it ties in with this.
So, the name Florence is a Latin origin, and it means blossoming, flourishing, or prosperous. So, if you go to Psalm 92, and you begin read, if you read the whole chapter, you will see that it's a polemic against those who hate God, and a promise to those who love God and are righteous. And in Psalm 92:11, it says, "And my eye has looked exultantly upon my foes. My ears hear of the evildoers who rise up against me." The 92:12, the righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. Florence is holding court, and our God is welcome here, and we will prosper, and because we prosper, Alabama will prosper, and the nation will prosper. It's in the name. It's in the DNA. So, Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to be in this land at this time. The name of our city, the name of the county seat of this Lauderdale County, means that it will prosper, it will blossom, and it will flourish. And so, Lord, we just ask that you allow the land to prosper and to flourish and to blossom, to bring forth its fruit. We ask that this church and this body and all that are gathered here, the righteous in your courts, will prosper and flourish and blossom and be a sweet smell, a fragrance to all of those, Father, that need to know you and come to you. So, Father, let us blossom, let us flourish, and let us prosper for your kingdom. In Jesus' name.
As we step into this section, I encourage you in your own personal journey right now, any way the enemy's coming against you, it will not prosper. But what God has for you, that will prosper. Amen. We're in the city that means prosper. Let's connect this tonight. And as we move through this, we want to pray that the weapons being formed against our region, against our state, against our nation, and James mentioned against President Trump right now, all this stuff coming against the plans that are in place to move our nation forward. We declare that What the enemy is doing shall not prosper in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you will prosper. No weapon formed against you will prosper. No weapon formed against you will prosper.
Lord, we thank you for the righteousness of Christ that covers us. We thank you that we're standing in his righteousness. And from this place of righteousness, Lord, we do agree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And by faith, Lord, we declare that your plans and purposes for Florence, Alabama will be completely fulfilled in the name of Jesus. That we will not stop short, Lord, of anything that you have for us, but we will press in, Father, with all that you have given to us, with your strength and your joy and your glory. We will press in for the fullness of what you want to do. We thank you, Lord, that prodigals are coming home. We thank you, Lord, that people who are in addiction are becoming free. We thank you, Lord, that people who are in sexual sin are being set free in the name of Jesus. That as people walk on the property, Lord, that they encounter the presence of your Holy Spirit. As they walk in this city, they encounter your presence, the presence of your Spirit that brings life, that brings life where there has been death. And we thank you, Lord, that as that smell of death is here on so many, Lord, that you are breathing life through your Holy Spirit. And we say, as we said earlier, dry bones live in the name of Jesus. Live in the name of Jesus. We speak life over our economy. We speak life over our economy that good jobs are coming to Florence and not leaving Florence, Lord. We speak life over our health systems, our education systems, Lord. We pray for wisdom for people in leadership in our government, Lord, that they would seek you with all of their heart, Lord, that you would raise up leaders in this region, Lord, who fear your name, who seek your face, Lord. And we pray that you bring them in and you bring out the ones, Lord, who are opposed to you. So in every place in government, Lord, every office of government, we pray your people are in those places in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you are doing, and we say, let your glory come, Lord. May we host your glory and your presence in Jesus' name.
We're so grateful to have Bishop Jeffrey and Miss Ann from Kenya with us tonight. Could I call upon each of you to pray in your language over our nation tonight, that these weapons of the enemy will not prosper? Just whatever the Lord lays on your heart.
Father, we join our hearts together as we pray for this nation. We thank you for the great heritage in this nation. Father, we know that so many men and women of God have come out from this land over to Africa and many other nations as they ministered to us. Na tunaomba baraka zako Bwana katika taifa hili. Tuna imani kubwa kwamba mfalme wa amani utazidi kubariki taifa hili. Linapoendelea kutekeleza mapenzi yako. Tunakuja kinyume cha yule muovu shetani katika jina la Yesu. Na tunamkemea kwamba Bwana hana nafasi katika taifa hili mfalme. Inchi hii imebarikiwa na wewe. Taifa hili limebarikiwa na wewe Bwana. Watu wako walioitwa na jina lako mfalme wa amani. Tunakubaliana na wandugu na wadada katika taifa hili. Na tunaamini ya kwamba Bwana utaleta uvuvio katika taifa hili. Litaweza kubarikiwa na wewe mfalme. Litaweza kuona baraka zako mfalme wa amani. Litaweza kufanikiwa na wewe. Uwepo wako na nguvu zako mfalme zizidi kuonekana katika nchi ya Marekani baba wa amani. Na kubarikiwa na wewe, maana wewe ni Mungu ambao unafanya yote na unaweza yote. Na tumekumbushwa Bwana, hakuna silaha yoyote ambao imeundwa itakaoweza kufaulu katika taifa hili. Na kila ulimi ambao Bwana unainuka kuweza kulaani nchi hii Bwana, unakemewa na wewe, na baraka zako zinaachiliwa na uwepo wako unakuwa mwingi katika baraka nchi hii Baba. Tunaomba baraka zako na wema wako kwa uwepo wako katika jina la Yesu.
Mwathani ugorobo narua ugoi murungu note garukaga ngai o Kenya na Kenya. Turungia ntuaja mwathani ngai ya matune.
Praying that for all of our areas as well. We're going to do that in just a moment.
So, for our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. And we're pulling down strongholds over Florence because Jesus Christ will be exalted in Florence. He's still on the throne. He's still faithful. He's still true. And he's still moving mountains today. God, I haven't seen a revival in my lifetime. I've just heard about it. And I don't want to hear things of you. I want to experience the goodness of you, God. I want to experience your goodness. I want to experience your mighty power, God. I've experienced it through salvation. I've experienced it through other stuff, but I want to see revival pour out, and I want to see your love just spew over Florence, God, because this place is your place, Father God. You are lifted up here. You are exalted here. Father God, you're exalted in Grace House. I pray that when people walk on this property, they be saved, they be slain in the Spirit, God, and they just experience your goodness, your love, and your mercy. It is your love and your mercy that woos us, God. And we need it right now. We thank you for this space of grace that you've given us to move. And we were created for such a time as this, Father God. And we long to see you move through us, Lord God. We say, like Isaiah, here we are, Lord. Use us. Send us, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come on up.
So when that brother back there said, blaming, I thought about the floor, the leaves, that's all around Florence. And it started in the Renaissance. And it's a symbol of purity. I looked up in Psalm 103, beginning with verse 15. The life of mortals is like, it's like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts.
Amen. Amen to that word. Hallelujah. Let's have a time of praying in the Spirit. All of these words, and it's just stirred our hearts. And what I'd like to do is, those of you from Franklin County, would you raise your hand? I know we have a couple of folks from Franklin. Maybe Janet, come up here by Lisa. And we want some folks to gather around them from Franklin County. We have some people from Colbert County. If you're from Colbert County, would you raise your hand? Right here. Yes, Mary Beth, would you come right up in this area? Would some of you gather around in a moment? Colbert County. We have a lot of people here from Lauderdale County. And then Lawrence County. I know Mark and his wife Penny are here from Lawrence County. Would you raise your hand? We want some of you to gather around Lawrence County. We have Southern Tennessee over here, and we don't want to forget our brothers and sisters in Southern Tennessee, so if some of you would join with them over there. And do we have anyone from Mississippi that's here tonight? Anyone from Mississippi? So as our worship team just steps in and continues worshiping, just pray over these areas, and particularly spend some time praying in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows what the needs are. Father, we are decreeing and declaring right now, no weapon will be formed against that's formed against Lawrence County will prosper. No weapon formed against Franklin County will prosper. No weapon formed against Colbert County will prosper. No weapon formed against Lauderdale County will prosper. No weapon formed against Southern Tennessee will prosper. Lord, no weapon formed against this Tennessee Valley will prosper, but the weapons of the Lord will be powerful. The weapons of the Lord will come forth. The blessings of the Lord will flourish. The people of the Lord will flourish and prosper. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you. Creativity, productivity, innovation is being poured out, that resistance to the blessing, the flourishing, and the prosperity of the Lord is being cast down. It shall not prosper. We thank you, Father, that your plans and purposes for this region, for this state, and for this nation are coming to alignment with your divine purpose, and we welcome that. We say yes and amen to that. And we thank you for it. Now let's give him a big hallelujah for that. Hallelujah! 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 And I believe the word that we want to take with us as we leave tonight, the Lord's just given to Pastor Derek. So I want you to come and share this. I know this is just so on track with what the Lord is saying to the body.
Denise, could you bring that flag up here, please? As I was kneeling over here praying, and I just began praying, and the Lord just kept, he having me repeat, bring the fire, Lord. Fire come. Fire of God come. Fire come. For about 20 minutes, that's all I could say. That's all I could get out. And I just heard the Lord say, I'm going to bring the fire now. And I'm going to bring the fire that's going to burn the flesh and the focus of the flesh that my people have, and they're going to see me with eyes as a flame of fire, and they're going to see a purity and a holiness, and they're going to hunger and they're going to thirst for it, and I'm going to burn that fire within them, and in that fire when it's burning, it's going to burn off the dross, and the purity of God's going to be in his people and up on his people, and you're going to be marked by the holiness of God. As she waves this flag, we're to cry out, Lord, bring the fire right here, God. bring the fire right here, Lord God. Begin here, Lord God. Begin here, Lord God. Begin here, Lord God. Bring the fire. Bring the fire. And I believe that word that Chuck Pierce has given about the stench is because of the fire. When the fire comes, the death is going to smell. The old scorched person's going to smell. But the glory of God and the incense of us burning before the Lord as ministers of flaming fire is going to be a beautiful incense in the presence of God.
Yes, yes. Let's step into something with that. And if we got some runners in the room, can take that flag. Denise, can we use that flag? Can we use that? If we got some runners that will run around the room with the flag. If you think you can do a lap, let's do it. Bring the fire! Nothing but a stick left. Woo!
Fire, God, burn! have gathered here tonight. But one last time before we go, we want to release a seismic size hallelujah. Here in our faith that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. And God is going to move through this state to save the nation. One, two, three. Hallelujah! Amen. Thank you for being here. Can we thank our worship team? Yes. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving week. Carry that fire with you as you go. I also have a handout here of those words from Chuck Pierce. I ran 50 copies off. If you'd like one, they're up here on the altar bench.